Dog Days listeners. This is Chuck Tomasi. Just got done recording Technorama with Craig Stepp and joined by special guest Clinton Alvord. Kind of a crazy small world we have here in podcast land. Yeah, those shows will be going out later this week, and looking forward to seeing them both in person. So this, on the other hand, is Chuck Chat Freestyle. This is an audio diary of me, my life, and whatever I get up to. You are listening to this show as part of the Dog Days of Podcasting, a challenge in August where podcasters try to create a podcast a day. And there's been a couple that have almost gotten away from me, like today. It's been a rather relaxing day, and I got so relaxed I forgot what I was doing. So this is August 26th, 2018. We're almost done. We're almost done. It's within reach. These Dragon Con's coming up. I went through the cosplay stuff for my Professor Farnsworth getup to make sure they had everything. And lo and behold, in the Rubbermaid bucket of stuff, I also found my Chromecast that I thought we went missing. Donna and I turned the house upside down looking for that thing just yesterday. I went, you know what? I'm going to hook that up. And I couldn't find it, couldn't find it, couldn't find it, couldn't find it. Looking in closets, looking in cabinets, looking in under desks. I know it's still in the box. I never used it. It was in the Rubbermaid bucket because I was thinking about bringing it to DragonCon. I didn't want to forget. Craig said, oh, I've got one. I'll bring mine. Not sure that we'll use it, but nice to have it there. So now I found mine. The theme this month is a word or phrase from a childhood that means something to me. And this time I've got a couple of rules for you. I'm going to make this one quick. I believe this was born on a ski trip we took as a family trip. We often took a trip in the winter, went to a local ski hill, and hill is a generous term. Usually these things were no more than 600-700 feet in vertical height, but it made for a fun weekend activity. We did have one local in Marquette, but you know, you ski that one so many times, you kind of get bored, and it's fun to get away with the trip. Rent a chalet. We had rented a chalet off the hill called Chalet Le Deux, and we called it Chalet Le Ducks, an A-frame style house, and a bunch of us crammed in here. It wasn't just some of the Tomasi family. We also had some of our friends, I believe, from Munising, Michigan that were there, and the occasional boyfriend or girlfriend of brother or sister. So it was quite a crowd. And we started playing, I forgot what we were playing. It was some game, might have been poker. It was a card game, and we had pennies. Pennies were the chips of the game. And we were getting silly, as we often do. Voices going up, and laughter abounding, music to the ears. And we came up with two rules, because I believe my youngest sister, Audrey... Poor Audrey, she was always being picked on, being the youngest in the family. And I think she was winning, and somebody knocked over her stack of pennies. And she said, I'm going to make a rule, no knocking over pennies. And we said, okay, well, rule number one is no having fun. And rule number two is no knocking over other people's pennies. And these still come up from time to time when we're getting a little crazy, getting a little boisterous, getting noisy. Said, hey, rule number one is no having fun, and even my daughters can tell you what rule number two is, even though it has no context anymore. I mean, we're not playing any games with pennies, but there's still that rule. It's a bit like these laws about, you know, no walking your alligator on Sunday or no eating ice cream on a bus, or some of these laws that just have no meaning and no bearing anymore. That's kind of what rule number two is anymore. So we have rules in our family, and that's about the extent of where the rules go. it's nuts after that. So that's the rules of our family. Now you know rule number one, no having fun, which always gets violated, and rule number two, which doesn't mean anything anymore anyway. It's useless. So the insanity of our family lives on in two rules. One which is never observed, and one which is never enforced or never observed, or you figure it out. That's it for today. Hopefully you found this a little entertaining, if not educational. And when you run into me, you will now know the two rules. And maybe I'll call you out on it and see if you listen to this one. Say, hey, what's rule number one? And you're like, what? then I know you didn't listen. So there may be a test if I see you in person and I know you listened to this, or you should have been listening to this. I look forward to seeing many of you in a few days. You can find out more about me at chucktomasi.com. You can find out more about the Dog Days of Podcasting at dogdaysofpodcasting.com. If you haven't had a chance to participate this year, start thinking about next year. It's very easy. You can do like I do. Pick up a phone, press a button, and pretty much you're done. It's as easy as that. Speak what's on your mind. Pick a theme. Get started with podcasting. I got a book for you, Podcasting for Dummies. You can find out more about that at podcastingfordummies.com or buy it on Amazon. And if you have a hard copy, I'd be happy to sign it if we meet up in person. Or I'm just going to set up a sad little table right outside the podcasting room all weekend long. And I'm going to sit there with three books and try and sell them. And nobody will come and buy my books. No, I don't think that'll happen because I'm not going to bring any books. I'm not there to work. Well, yeah, I am. Two shows and whatnot. Anyway, let's sign this thing off and get it over with. I got to get to bed, get this uploaded and posted, and listen to more of your wonderful content. Thank you very much. I look forward to talking to you again tomorrow. Bye.